Are we really fucking doing this right now? Having a little therapy session? Maybe you could just pay a professional to handle it, just like you did for, you know, everything else in my life. Nanny, babysitter, tutor, etc., etc. Get me out of your hair. Make me somebody else's problem. Deadbeat absent fuck. Am I calling you a bad father? Well, I mean, if the shoe fits, right? Probably New Balance with ankle socks, knowing you. It's so humiliating to be back in my old room. Are we gonna have a little tea party after we finish our heart-to-heart talk? I haven't even lived here in years. I bolted the first chance I got, didn't I? Only so much half-assed parenting I could take. Look, I'm just gonna lay all my cards out on the table here, because I hate bullshitters. You didn't know what the fuck you were doing as a father. You didn't then, and you don't now. What do I mean? You were a pushover, man. A fucking pussy. I had you wrapped around my little finger. You compensated for mom not being around by spoiling me rotten, letting me do whatever the fuck I wanted. Your permissive bullshit was even worse than if you'd been super strict. Getting away with murder wasn't even fun, because it was so goddamn easy. I was smoking, drinking, fucking around right under your nose. Yeah, you're soft as baby shit. A real father would have disciplined me, set me straight. But you just put your head in the sand and let me keep fucking up. Had your hands in your pockets, and when I dropped out of college to chase punk bands up and down the highway, I wasted all your tuition money, and you just fucking shrugged, all while your little girl's picking herself up off the floor in mosh pits, sucking dick in dirty bathrooms, and getting her stomach pumped full of pills and booze and cum. Aww, the truth hurts, doesn't it? I've done shit that would turn your hair white, old man. Half your age, with 5 times the body count. Which is really saying something, because God knows yours is up there in the stratosphere. I've never once called you daddy, but there are about 50 other dudes who've had that honor. Do you think I like how I turned out? Because I don't. But the genie's out of the bottle, man. I was smart and talented. I could have made something of myself other than a criminal mastermind who's perpetually drunk and high. Oh, fuck off. I still can. Now you're gonna start talking me up? Where was that daddy-daughter energy during ballet or softball or drama club? You never even came to my shit. You just dropped me off so you could go chase middle-aged pussy around town. Practically kicked me right out of the car. That's pretty much the story of us, huh? You always cared more about your sluts than your little girl. Practically a new one every night. No wonder mom left. You couldn't keep it in your fucking pants. No room for my archery shit in the SUV when you need all that space to bend MILFs over back seats. Right? Are you a sex addict, Pop? Well, there's one thing we have in common at least. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Ugh! Oh my fucking god, don't even start. I already know you hate my appearance. The undercut, the piercings, the tattoos. Well, I'm an adult, so it's not really any of your fucking business, is it? You straight-laced fuck. I'm sure the horny wine moms you stick your dick in never deface the temples that are their bodies with such things. But you don't get to dictate that to me. And that brings us back to this morning, doesn't it? Your delinquent daughter looking every bit the part in her holding cell, adding to her already lengthy rap sheet. And here comes the father of the year to bail her out, my knight in shining white sneakers. No, I'm not gonna say fucking thank you. Your shitty parenting is the reason I was in there. It's the least you could do. And I didn't ask you to come. Anyway, Sasha only called you because she's too broke to bail me out herself. I told her I didn't want you involved, but she fucking panicked. So, do you feel better now? We cleared the air and I told you what a piece of shit you are. Was that what you wanted? Was that cathartic for you? Yeah, whatever. I'm out of here. Gotta figure out a place to stay. I think one of my dealers is sweet on me. We can probably arrange a pussy rent situation. See you in a few years when you come to identify the corpse. Are you fucking kidding me? Grabbing my wrist? Now you're gonna start laying down the law. You limp-dicked prick. You think I won't cut you because you're my fucking father? Get your hands off me before I take my butterfly knife and... Ow, 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 ow. Okay, okay, Jesus Christ. You yanked me into you like you were trying to break my arm. You know I like pain, right? If you were trying to get your daughter's pussy wet, mission accomplished. Oh my fucking God, what are you doing? Tugging my tube top down like that so you can see my tits? I guess you are really a pervert after all. Fuck. Smacking my tits? Is this your idea of discipline? Is this how I pay that bail money back? Fucking do it again. Catch that pierced nipple this time. Make it sting. Fuck. More. Turn these little titties red. Holy fucking shit. This is all I've ever wanted. Your attention. Your discipline. Why did it take so fucking long? Put your fingers on that little barbell and tug. Oh, fuck. Sucking one nipple while stretching the other. That feels so fucking good. No, I'm not gonna call you. I've never called you. Daddy. Suck my tits, Daddy. Please. Fuck yeah. Fuck. Squeeze one hard in your hand while you lick my other nipple. Trace that little piercing with your tongue, then switch. Oh my God. Yes, sir. Oh, I don't tell you what to do. I understand. I'm sorry. And if you sit down on the edge of my bed, I'll lie across your lap like a good girl. Daddy, flip my skirt up and pull my panties down. I've been so bad. I don't deserve panties. There shouldn't be a barrier between me and your discipline. Let me feel it. Fuck. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, I'm squirming. I can't help it. My body's just reacting to you. My pussy's dripping on your thigh. Hold me down and punish me, please. I need it. Fuck. Just like that. Leave bright red handprints on my pretty ass. Oh, squeeze that stinging flesh and tell me what a naughty little slut I've been all around town. I had to come home to Daddy to learn how to behave myself. Didn't I? Oh, fuck. Daddy, no. You can't touch me there. You can't touch my pussy. I'll come all over you. It's so fucking embarrassing. My clit's pierced, too. You don't like that, do you, Daddy? What does it make you want to do? It hurts so fucking good. I'm gonna cry. Daddy's gonna make his little girl come and cry. Oh, God. I can't take it. I'm sorry, sir. But I can't take it. Spank me until I come. Finger fuck me until I come. Grind my pierced clit until I fucking come. Daddy, please. Please. Please, please, Daddy, make me come. Make your baby girl come. Rub my little clitty until I squirt on your fingers. Make me ruin your pants. Make it drip down your leg into your shoe. It's so nasty. I want it so fucking bad. Yes, Daddy, yes. I'm gonna come in Daddy's lap. Make your little girl break. Fuck. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Daddy, I'm so sorry for everything. Sorry, I've been such a bad girl. Been so mean to you. Can I sit up in your lap and kiss you? Please? You're so sweet. The way you brush my tears away. You always have. It wasn't always bad. I'm sorry. I love you, Daddy. Will you lay on the bed with me? I can't believe you kept my room just like this. It's so embarrassing. Look at all my silly stuffed animals. It's hard to believe I was ever that much of a girly girl. Huh. That teddy bear you got me for my birthday is almost as big as you. Daddy, will you fuck me? I want to be face down in that soft pile of stuffies while I'm taking your hard dick. Thank you, Daddy. Okay, I'm just gonna get all cozy over here in this nice fuzzy heap. Watch me go up on all fours and arch my back. I'm ready for you. Fuck. Just like that. This is what I've always needed. Daddy's strong hands on my hips. And his thick cock in my little cunt. Bury me in an avalanche of fluffy toys so
all you can see are my ass and pussy, then just keep hammering away until you hear me squeal. Oh my god, that's it, daddy. Shove me straight back into your cock. Oh, I'm gonna wrap my arms around this teddy bear you gave me, bury my face in his soft chest, and take my pounding like a good girl. Yes, reach under me and work my clit. Let me feel that pressure from the piercing when you press your fingers against it. You're so good at making me come, daddy. Fuck, harder. Make my ass jump off your stomach like a bouncy ball. Ragdoll me on daddy's dick. Make your little girl's pussy squirt all over the sheets so we have to do laundry. You can sit me on the washing machine and fuck me with your cock like a vibrator. Fuck. Oh, your dick's throbbing, daddy. Oh, I can feel it all through my body. Makes me shake. None of that milf pussy can compare to your daughter's hot little cunt, can it? Tell me, daddy. Say it. Say your baby girl's pussy is the best you've ever had. Yes, daddy. Yes, sir. I want your cum. Oh, so fucking bad. I'm ready. I'm gonna hug my bear and bite down on him while I take your fat load from your fat cock. Grind my clit and make me drip everywhere while you fill me up. I'm gonna give daddy my gummies while I take his cream pie. I wanna be your messy girl. Fuck, oh my fucking god. Oh, come daddy, come. Come pack my little pussy full. And then pull out and shoot ropes on my ass. Shoot them up my fucking back. So much. It's so warm. You're so bad, daddy. You came so hard. I'm all stripey, aren't I? Oh my god, you got cum on my teddy. Look, his foot's sticky. I'm gonna lick it up. That was so perfect. You make me wanna stretch like a kitty while your dick's still in me. Push me down and lie next to me, okay? Hold me. I'm gonna try not to cry again, but I'm really happy. Thank you for bailing me out. Thank you for fucking me. I'll be good from now on. Really? You mean it? Of course I'll stay here with you. I can have my old room back? Just like that? That sounds perfect. I'll be here whenever you need me. I'll drop whatever I'm doing at any time of day to hop on my daddy's dick. Okay? I promise. But for right now, I'm really sleepy. It's been a long day. Will you cuddle me to sleep? Spoon me from behind while I hug my bear? It'll be so cozy and warm. Thank you, sir. Good night, Daddy. I love you. Hey, so this was my second ever audio, and my first one with the new microphone I got. Yeah, this was a really fun script, honestly. Like, I'm really into darker stuff like this, and, you know, it's almost 3 in the morning, and I just kind of felt like doing this, and I had this script saved, and no one has filled it yet, so, yeah, I'm really excited to post this. I hope that it's good quality. If you heard any, like, jingling, that would be my dog's collar. I tried to pause it every time that he moved around a whole bunch, but, you know, a girl can only do so much, and I don't know how to edit these, but yeah, yeah, I hope you enjoy this one, and, yeah, I'm super excited to post it, and I hope everyone is having a good day or night or evening or morning. Yeah, everybody get some water, get some sleep. You probably. yeah, stay safe, and I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. Bye.